Avos Perek Vav Mishneh Hey. Gedolah Torah Yosef Min Akuna Min Amalchus. We're talking about the Shvach of Torah. There are other Shvachim that a Yid could have. He could have the Madrega of Kuhuna, which is a tremendous Madrega of Kedusha, of service for Klal Yisrael, of being on a pedestal for Klal Yisrael. Malchus, person comes from the royal family, comes from Beis David, from Beis Yehuda. He comes from great Yichus. It's a tremendous machayev, a tremendous responsibility, and it's a tremendous empowerment. Aba gedor l'teira. Sha malchus niknes b'shloisha mailas. Malchus is niknes. What that means, we have to define. Malchus is niknes, has a kinyan in 30 different pratim. V'akuhuna be'esim v'arba. Of course, not by accident that this chof dalad matna is kuhuna. V'akuhuna be'esim v'arba mailas. What are the 30? What are the 24? They're not mentioned here. The Mishnah now is going to rechonoiz by Richus, by Torah Niknes, by Boy Moshmein Edvarim. The protum of how to be kind of Torah that becomes a king and nefesh are much greater, much more. Double kuhuna, and almost double, 60% more than the 30 of Malchus. The 30 of Malchus, the Mepharshim speak out, Rashi brings, there are milas that are mentioned in Sefer Shmuel, who established Malchus and Klal Yisrael. It says over there like this. The Mepharshim brings 16 that are mentioned in Koheles, and that is Kesev, Zov, Avodim, Shvoches, Batim, Kromim, Ginois, Pardesim, Bnei Bayis, Skulas, Melochim, Medinois, Sorim, Shorim, Shorois, Tanugois, Shidois, different types of structures and towers and Kinyonim, all different Kinyonim assets in the physical world that enable the majesty of a Malchus. And the Malchus of Klal Yisrael is also Malchus Adar, Ken Malchus Derikir, but it has to express that. The other 14 are mentioned other places in Tanakh. Noshim, Susan, that's the Pasuk of Pasha Shoiftim, Rechev, Cherev, Smolois, Neshek, Psomim, Chelois, Yoyatzim, Tsoifim, Miraglim, Mishpat, Tzedakah, Chesed. So some of these are spiritual attributes. All of them are physical. The rest of them are physical attributes. Of course, even the physical that we're talking about over here when it comes to Melech Yisrael has to be Lefi Midah, Lefi Ratzna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, described by Pasha Shev, you shouldn't have too many Susim and too much Zov, etc. But those are the 30 milas. Malchus is a tremendous madrega. Again, one could reach and touch all of Klal Yisrael with the Midah of Malchus. Kahuna is also a tremendous madrega, and it has 24. Like we said, the 24 matonois are connected that. We'll list them off, because this is the way the Mepharshim say it. Asora ba-migdosh. Rashi says, Asora ba-migdosh, abob Yerushalayim, Asora ba-gvun. The 10 that are in the Migdosh is the Bosor of Chatois, the Bosor of Chatos Behema, Bosor of Chatos Oif, Oshem Vadai, the boss of Oshem Toloi, the boss of Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, Shiori Eloik Hashem Shom Tzayush, the Alechem Chag HaShvuos, Lachem Aponim, Evi Shabbos, Shiori Minochis, Shiori Minchas Oime. Four that are eaten in all of Yerushalayim is Kochim Kalim, of Bechor, because that could only be eaten by a Kohen. Bikurim could be eaten in Yerushalayim only by a Kohen. Matonois, Hamurmois, from a regular carbon of Kachum Kalm, which is the Chaz of a Sheik, of a Shlomim, Trumas Lachme Toide and Lachme Nozir, Zeroya Bishel of Shalme Nozir, the Oirois of carbon, Oiloch, Chatos, and Oshom were also only given to Kahanim Yerushalayim. The 10 Matnas Kuna that are any place in Eretz Yisrael, not only Yerushalayim, not only in Beis Hamikdosh, is Truma Gedoyla, Trumas Maisa, Chal Resh Lagez, Zeroya Lachayim Kevo, Pidyan Aben, Peter, Chamor, the pidyon of Pet Chamor, that is, Steachuzo, that's Hugdash, and then it becomes, and then it goes over to Hegdash because the Bailam was never Goylitz, so it goes to Kehanim, Cherme Kehanim, Gezel Ager Shemei, so it has to be repaid if there are no Yoshim to the Kehanim. Those are the 10, so altogether 24. Vatoyer Niknes, however, Barbo Meshmoy Nedvar, of course, it's not by accident that there are 49 days of Sfiras HaEmin. Kelim, they used to say that the 48 Kinyonei HaTorah that we'll now be listing, Be'ez Hashem, is one connected each day of Sfira. There's one day for Chazorah, one day for a Sachako, all 48 to internalize. Others bring on a more remesdika, soidika level that the number 48 is a composite of 8 times 6. That the Torah has to do with the number 8 is clear because there's 7 weeks times 7 days. And then Kabbalah Sator, the 50th day, is really the 8th week. Bechina Shminis, which is called by the Svarim Lamalam Derech HaTeva. So there's a combination of Derech HaTeva, which is the number 6, with the number Lamalam Derech HaTeva, which is the number 8. 8 times 6 is 48. It's also 2 times 24. Loshon of the Medrash is, and this has to do with the 24 that we just mentioned also, is that when Adam Rishon was Chaytis, stated Bon Nochash Al Chavo, which means that mankind is afflicted from the Chet of the Eitz Hadaat with 24 types of Yerida, Tumah, whatever you want to call it. The Kehanim are free somewhat of that because Kehanim weren't part of Chet or Egel, so that's why they have the Chav Dal Man's Guna. But Torah gives one a double Chelik, Keneged Yetz Hara, Keneged all the forces of nature, and that's why it's a double 24. It's 48. Ve'elohen. The Talmud. Talmud l'chayim means Pasha sitting and learning. What it means is learning basmada. Means using one's time and using one's time well. B'shmias oizen. Shmias oizen is the koyach to listen. Ikka ter is ter shabal peh. That's totally in the koyach of a Talmud to be mekabel from a Rebbe. The third kinyan is barichas vasayim. Barichas Vasayim is being moitzi the dvarim bepeh in order that it should be imprinted on one's neshama. Learning and using one's mouth with one's mind, with one's ears together creates a kinyan atayra. Bebinas halev, everything that he learns should be processed and should be processed in one's understanding until it becomes absorbed properly and clearly. Besichlus halev, sichlus halev is being misamik to understanding the logic, not just being misamik in bina, different type of kinyan. One is called bina salev, is an intuition in a sugya, in a svara. One is a logical, it's not intuition, it's more logical. It's called sichlu salev, bina salev, sichlu salev. Be'ema, these are more kinyanim that have to do b'chlal about the yachas with the Rebbein Sham that allows one to be koiner kinyan in Teres Hashem. Be'ema, be'yiro, what's the difference between ema and yiro? Ema Pashtus is Ema from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yira is a sense of self-negation. Bitul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at Rashi. Banova is also a sense of Hachno. Anova is different than Yira. Ekev Anova Yira as Hashem. Bisimcha is a sense of, with the Yira, with the Ema, Dav Gein Simcha. There has to be Simcha in one's learning. Otherwise it's not properly absorbed. Simcha Shal Mitzvah Ein. Hashchin Hashem Tech Atzvah Sal Mitech Simcha Shal Mitzvah. B'shimush chachamim, one of the main kinyonim to be kind of Torah is being around Tamid Chacham and learning from them and constantly seeing their anhogas, their psokim, even the sichas chumul shel Tamid Chachamim. B'diktuk chaverim, it has to be a kinyon ha-Torah that's gone through with others. Diktuk chaverim means back and forth, and a pilpul chaver, pilpul ha-Tamidim is something else. Diktuk chaverim is diktuk of cutting apart a sugyan, svaras, back and forth and back and forth with chaverim. The next milah is the klarkeit that comes from pilpul ha-talmidim, which is the dialogue between rabbeim and talmidim, both from the Talmud end and both as a rebbe, getting, like the Mishnah says, mitalmidei yosim mikulam. Be yishuv. Yishuv means a yishuv adas. The sugya is nisiyashuv. Learning becomes klar when a person is calm and steady and his mind is focused. The next few are a little bit difficult. Rav Moshe was matmiya. B'mikra b'mishnah. Mikra b'mishnah l'chayr not kinyanei Torah. Mikra b'mishnah l'chayr is chalokim Torah. Mikra is Torah shebuchsav. Mishnah is Torah shebalpeh. So l'chayr does not sound like we're referring to over here the Torah itself. It sounds like what we're referring to is the skill called mikra. The skill of mikra is the skill of what we would call in English reading comprehension. Reading skills, literacy, and then retention. That's Mikra. Mishnah is already more sophisticated. Mishnah already means to be misada with a klarkeit, a whole tzuris of the Shmaita, without pilpul, without give and take in svaris, but just all the facts in halacha in any given area. That itself is a separate skill. And that's what the Mishnah says. Menchamish to Mikum and Esel the Mishnah, because those attack are age appropriate. So these kinyonim are kinyonim, and they're considered prerequisites to learning. The real kinyon HaTorah is when somebody becomes a Talmud Chochm, is lon ba'umke shel halacha, but he first has to have the basic skills, and they have to be kinyoni hanefesh, those skills. B'miut sheino, here we go back to a miut of Eilam Hazeh. A person wants to have more time, and a person also has to drive himself. When a person is driven, he manages on less sleep. B'miut sicho, it doesn't mean, by the way, he shouldn't sleep. It means miut sheino, means that a person has the ability and the want to lessen his amount of sleep, because every minute is precious, and that drives him, and that fuels him, and he's able to manage on less sleep. He's also able to manage on less of a social life. B'miut sicha, it doesn't mean that he never needs a conversation, but it means b'miut sicha. He doesn't need it as much, he doesn't want it as much, and his passion for limud haTorah drives that. That's that itself, the miut sicha is a kinyan Torah. It's not just a function of the time that's gained, but it's the emotional drive, that's one of the kinyoni atari. B'miyu tainuk, less indulgence in olam hazeh. Person's more dovik in yonim sichliim, so memela he has more of a kinyon in Torah, and the opposite of that is kinyonim gashmiim. B'miyu tzchoik is interesting. L'choy tzchoik means lotzonus. So are we saying over here, less latzonus? Latzonus is something that's inherently evil. Whereas it's called latzenusa is a bad thing. Chutzma latzonus avadza. So we're saying over here, person does less averis. Less averis. No averis. For me, it's choik. It would seem like a little bit choik is something that's positive. So l'char, what we're talking about over here is what we would call in English a sense of humor. But life is serious. So one of the kinyoni atayra is a certain seriousness which pushes a person forward to achievement in Torah. If a person, there's a certain amount of humor, yes, but it has to be b'miut tzchoik. L'chayra, that's the kavana. B'miut derech eretz. Derech eretz l'chayra means all of what makes life in this world work. Parnosa, paying the bills, v'chule v'chule, the basic social etiquette. Less of that gives a person more space for limud haTorah. The less a person's osuk in kinyoni olam hazeh, the more time and energy he has for kinyoni haTorah. Be'erech hapayim, person has to be zohir from kas. Find Rash says in a few places that Moshe Rabbeinu, every time there was a mashu of kas, he forgot a halacha. A certain patience and a certain erech hapayim that's necessary when a person wants to interact with others also for limud haTorah. Belev toiv, gutzkeit, befrat dibuk chaverim, etc. A person has to be belev toiv. There's also a school of ruchnis. When a person is a lev toiv, so his heart is pure. It's open. Lev toiv broli alikim v'ruach nochin chadish b'kibi. That itself is a school of ruchnis for kinyoni haTorah. Be'munus chacham, it's not enough to be dovuk in chacham. One has to have a very strong, deep-seated emunus chacham. If a person is to spend 3 days, lo yom v'lo laila, hurving over the exact wording of Harashba, then he has to fervently and passionately believe in Kedushas Harashba. If a person is not nispol from the Rashba, then he can't be Moshe Nefesh for the Rashba. Kal v'chaim Abaye v'Rova. If a person doesn't live that Abaye v'Rova are two Malachi Ashoris, and just thinking about Abaye v'Rova gets him excited, then how could he be Moshe Nefesh? The passion for chachomim leads one to be dover completely and want be ibigegeben and being kind of divrehem. Ube kabbalah sayisurim. Why is kabbalah sayisurim? It's a wonderful thing. Person's a balamuna, he accepts what life gives out, what life gives him. Be'amuna, b'shivyan hanefesh. Why is that a kinyan haTorah? Pashas, it means that a certain amount of yisurim refine a person and make him not follow his natural inclinations towards Nyoni Olam Hazeh, and that itself is a tremendous kinyan haTorah. That's the Pashas. Also, Yisurim give a person an inherent awareness that this world is only a proizdot to the Traklin. And that awareness itself makes a person more mukhshar as a Kli Kibul for Kinyoni haTorah. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Vav, Hamakir is Mekoimoy, up to the 25th Midah. It's very interesting. The 25th means now we finished the first 24, and now we're in the 25th. That's why the Mishnah is divided. Makiris Mekoyimim means that he knows exactly where he is. He knows what his dargan learning is. He knows who to be Mekabalo. He's also Makiris, self-honest. And for a person to steig in learning, he has to be self-critical. Self-critical and honesty is extremely important, Avodas Amidos, but it's completely critical when it comes to Torah, because he has to know who's bigger than him, whose deyo he has to be nichna to, who he has to listen to, who he has to consult with, and so on and so forth. The same thing is true, as Sameach Bechelkoi is a tremendous madrega in terms of a person's emunah, and betochen, and being mekabel, whatever the Rebbein Shalom gives him. He's Sameach Bechelkoi, means he's completely connected with the Rebbein Shalom's Hashkocha Pratis. But in Torah, the fact that a person is happy and he recognizes his talents, his gifts, the Siyat Tishma he has, the recognition, the position that he has, and he's not going for a position that doesn't belong to him, and he's not trying to be Paskin a Shaila that's not his place, and he's not trying to Mish'ain in some place that's not Shaykh to him. It all goes into Sameach Bechelkoi. Voice of Siyog Lidvarv, Siyog, we had in the very first few Mishnayis and Ovis, means a Geder. One of the midas of Torah is that a person is a chacham, is careful with what he says. He expresses himself in a way that can't be misconstrued and taken out of context. So that not only legabe that somebody else shouldn't make a choice, that goes into his level of clarity and power of expression and communication is that klarkat. And a chelik of Torah is the ability to transmit Torah. So this is one of the kinyani Torah. He doesn't hold of himself. Literally. He doesn't hold of himself. Now he doesn't hold of anything for himself. He doesn't hold of himself. Which means it's not a steerer to self-value. It's not a steerer to high self-esteem. It's a steerer to a person believing succumbtem. Not that he has to earn what he has. He's already learned, he's already achieved, and now Sukumtim thinks it should fall into his lap. It takes away from effort, and it takes away from Siyata Dishmaya. Ohuv, one of the Kinyonim, is that he's Ohuv, he's a Balipta person. Now we did have, in the beginning of the Perek, called Alom Ter Lishma Nikra Vinasa Ohuv. That's a Toitso of learning, one who has Kinyon Eterah. That's not a Midah. That's a prerequisite, a kinyan, in order to become one with Torah. So Ohuv over here refers to a certain type of personality. It could be that the opposite of Ohuv is not somebody with bad midos. An Ohuv is a certain type of personality where it creates an ava wherever he goes. He's Ohuv labrios. Ohuv is hamokim, is already an emotional state where he feels dovuk in the Rabban Shalelem. Ohuv is abrios. It's interesting. It doesn't say Avos Yisrael. Ovis Abrios is a separate midah, like it says by Aaron HaKohen. Ovis Abrios and Mekarvin LaTorah. The chilik is Avos Yisrael is a darga in Avodas Hashem. It's a religious feeling. Avos Abrios is a personality trait. Person is able to connect to others. He's able to interest himself in others, their lives. Details of their lives, is able to feel other people. It's a prerequisite to Gadlus Batera. There's a girsa over here that most Rishonim don't have, and it's also in other brises, also is not mentioned, Oyevis Hatzdokos, which would mean a person who loves to see justice done. He's Oyev Tzedek, and he pursues it. That girsa doesn't seem to be the girsa. Oyev is hatochochos. Even somebody who is a tamchochem godel, nobody's perfect, and everybody has to be open to criticism, to critique. The midah of a chochem is that he's misave, he's mischashik to reach a higher darga. A prerequisite of chochma is the wanting to reach a higher darga. There's a pasuk where Shlomo Melech says, "Yova," it's the targum, "Yova chakima lechakimin." He gives, the Rebbein Shalom gives chokhmah to those that are chachamim. So the chokhmah is when he has it, that's when he gets it. The chokhmah is referring to somebody who's mevakish chokhmah. one of the signposts for somebody who's a mevakish chokhmah is that he's always mevakish toy chokhmah in his quest for a greater madreg of chokhmah. Oyev is hamisharim. Mishorim is the opposite l'chayra of chanufa. A person who likes glat, yashrus. A glat anhoga creates a glat mind. Somebody who is misnaheg with cheshbonis and flattery is not straight. If he's not straight, his mind doesn't work straight. Can't be mechalan lamita shel Torah. Misrachik min hakovod. Kovod is very much chitzonis. The opposite of penetrating to the depth of Torah is chitzonis. Misrachik min hakovod means he's misrachik from outward shows and outward displays. He's an ish pnimi. Ish pnimi is zoicha to Torah, which is the ultimate pnimius. V'loy megis lima b'talmudai. He's not smug and self-assured about himself. This is the way I understand the sugya. This is the halacha, and that's that. He's open, again, he's open for criticism. He's open for a better way to see the sugya. He's open for a new approach. He's open for a thought process. It's one of the hallmarks of a chacham. En esemech b'hayro. An emes chacham knows that there's no such thing as something that's easy, straightforward. Everything is complex. There's a michta from the Chaznish where he writes, sugya is kalos kematshaloi matzasi. There's almost no such thing as something easy. Because you realize a true chacham appreciates the multi-layered levels of complexity. Every shayla creates a certain anxiety. Who says that I was Yared Lamita Shodram? Now, Talmud Chacham has to pass when the Shaila comes to him. But to be happy, to be tzifrid, to look forward, to have to pass on a Shaila, that's the simon of somebody who's small-minded, who doesn't see complexity. The reason why this is not just a midah, the ability to feel somebody else's pain and somebody else's problems, is because part of Chochmah is being mizdabik in those around. And a person who's locked up in his own world and he can't feel others certainly can't grow in Torah with others. A basic prerequisite to Torah. Machriya lekav schus. The basic respect for others and a basic optimism about other people is the ability to always be able to see others in the best light possible, not to see others in the worst light possible. A person who's always seeing the mum, always seeing the place where you could criticize somebody else instead of not seeing other people's mindless. And even when you see somebody's chisrein, it's being able to justify and be able to the basic hisnagus etzel others. And a person who doesn't have this is warped and petty and small, the opposite of gadlus. Mamidei ala emes, somebody who is able to guide somebody else al derech emes, is able to be maimid him ala emes. That means his amitius spills over and it's able to influence others. Mamidoi ala sholom. He's able to influence others, to be able to get off the high horse and be able to take the path of sholom. Again, this is a connection and this is a chibur, a shlemus in midois and in connection with others. It's very much the hallmark and the hachshor of a gadol v'atayr. Misyashiv liboy b'tamudei. This is more straightforward, shaykhus to learning. Is that every single halacha he thinks and he chaps where it's coming from and he is nisyashiv to understand the oimik of everything. He doesn't just throw svaros around, everything is nisyashiv al liboy. Mel, the Torah connects to him. Shoyl, he asks, not afraid to ask, in abayshin loimid. Umeshiv, he answers, whatever he knows, he's able to share with others. Shemeya, he's able to listen to those that are greater than him. Umoisiv, but there's also an original streak. He's able to listen to others that are bigger than him, and he's able to be moisiv, he's able to add, to comment, to question, to query. Haloimin al-manas l'lamed, he learns not as his own intellectual curiosity, but he learns understanding that he's part of the sulam ha-Torah, and part of l'lmoid is l'lamed, maybe even the ikar of l'lmoid. Is almanas lalamid. V'aloy min almanas lasois, his doing is in order to bring him to a state of kiyum teiru mitzvus. The prerequisite of it is babus devorot. The halacha is that Talmud Torah is the biggest mitzvah. Talmud Torah deich is kol ha-Torah kula. And still the halacha is that if somebody has a mitzvah that can't be done by somebody else, he's mechuyev to stop what he's doing Is it mechuyev to attend to the mitzvah?
And Fred the Velt asked the shaila, what do you mean? Tam Torah is more important than any mitzvah. So you look at the Lashon, the Rambam. The Rambam says that he should attend to the mitzvah v'yachsel Talmudai. Why does the Rambam have to say that? Rambam means to point out that this is not a word that the mitzvah is doiche Talmud Torah. It's part and parcel of Talmud Torah that Talmud Torah should make a person active to do the mitzvah. That's part of Talmud Torah is that it forces him to do the mitzvah and then right back to the Gemara because that was the point of the mitzvah in the first place, to complement and to be mashlim his learning. So one of the Kinyanei HaTorah is the Lumen HaMenas Lasos. HaMachkim is Rabbi. There's a separate Indian over here besides for asking and being moisif like we had before, that his questions stimulate the Rebbe. In the context of Memches Kinyonim, his famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, with Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan would make a statement, and Rish Lakish would ask 24 kashas, and Rabbi Yochanan would answer back 24 terutzim, and the Gemara sees that as Memches Oifanim of Torah. That means that the kasha and the teretz is a new oifen of Torah, keneged the Memches Kinyonim Shabbat Torah. Not trying that the kasha is a problem, the teretz is a solution. The kasha brings out, the kasha that the Talmidim asks, brings out new Torah, new insights. That's the Kimachim is Torah, because he adds to the Torah with his thought process, that is a Kinyon in Torah. V'amechavenesh mu'asoy. This is what's referred to, Chayiv Odom Loima Bilshein Rabbi, we had in the first parak, where Hillel mispronounced something because that's the way he heard it said from Shmaya Vavtalion. His Mechavin Shmosa means he says over Mipi Rabbi with an exactness. He says over exactly the way the Rebbe said it. So that's Kinyoni Torah, is that he's Neman to the Messiah Satorah. Vo'im Edova B'Shem Oimroi, he makes sure that each thing is said B'Shem Oimroi. Not only is he Mechavin the Shmu itself, but he says over always B'Shem Oimroi. Or sometimes, you know, sometimes the Gemara will have three Amoroim, each one said B'Shem the other one. V'ika, the Amrin, it was said differently. So important in the Chvat Chelek HaTorah. Even Rabbi Seinu were medactic, how they said over Amaisa. Amaisa is also a Chelek in the Messiah HaTorah, so it also has to be said over with an exactitude, with a diktuk. Holy Madito, the Mishnah adds something interesting, because this is the finale of Memches Kinyonim, and the Mishnah adds something which maybe gives us to understand why this is the finale. Shkolaim edava b'shem oimre, mevi geula la'olam. We understand it's a choshev zach, it's a Kinyan Torah, it's more than that. It creates geula, shenema, the pasuk is a pasuk, b'tayme estel lamelech b'shem Mordechai, and that brought about the geula, because it was written down the book that the one who knew the information about Bigson and Seresh was Mordechai, and because of that, Mordechai was El Gdula. But it's a lot deeper than that. What this means to say is that the Mevi Dover B'Shem Oimri, the exactness of the Messiah's HaTorah, is the Shleimus HaTorah. And the purpose of Shleimus HaTorah is that Klal Yisrael has an Emonus and a Mesirus. And this is really what we've been learning all this time in Maseches Avos. From Moshe Kibbul Torah Mesinei and Mesor Yeshua, all the way until and the pasuk says, the geula comes in the context of the nemonus and the mesirus of Klal Yisrael, Rav to Talmud, Talmud to Rav, all the way down from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down till the end of time. So maybe dover b'shem oimroi itself is the Sibas HaGula, it's the Shlemus of the history of Klal Yisrael, and that's why it's maybe Gula Elam, that's why this is the Shashlama of the Memches Kinyonim Shatera Niknes Bahem.